Howdy, y'all. Welcome to Asterix. My name's Ethan. And we got your main man, Kuji Kujini, on the other line. What's up, Kuji?
Hey.
So we are coming at you hot with a pair of hot pants. I mean, hot
Real
shorts.
Hot. Real hot. Turn off my AC.
Yeah, my AC is still on. I'm not that hot.
But well, it's mine still goes. So
I appreciate that as the sole editor of this garbage. So this time around, we're gonna come at you and talk about two shorts. One is named Piper, and the other was supposed to be Lou. I think last time is what we said when we were recording the Cars 2 podcast. It turns out Lou is not available online yet. Because Cars 3, I think as of right now, it's not in theaters anymore, but it just maybe got out of theaters.
After being there for like a week.
It was, yeah, I pulled it as soon as possible. And, I mean, no way I'm paying money just to see the short before Cars 3.
Yeah.
Or Cars 3 at all, to be honest.
We'll get there.
So we're going to mix it up. Drop another one in there. Still give you the double dose per use. We'll keep that one a secret until we get there. Does that sound good to you, Kuji?
I like that. So we can talk about Piper?
Yeah, let's talk about Piper. So this short was premiered alongside Finding Dory, 2016, and it won the Academy Award for Best Animated Short Film. As you deftly pointed out, Pixar needs to stick to bird-based shorts, because that's where they get their bread and butter.
Yeah, man.
Get their bread buttered. I don't know what the phrase
beaks.
Is. It's all about the beaks. They're very good at animating beaks.
Well, for this one, I believe they did some actual like hardcore research on these birds, on these Piper birds.
Yeah.
And it paid off. It's very beautiful. It's probably one of my favorite ones I've ever watched, to be honest.
It's very enjoyable. I mean, the birds are darn cute. I like how you're crediting them with hardcore research when all it says in Wikipedia is that the director Alan Barillo, Barillero, fuck whatever.
You'll get there.
So it says in Wikipedia the director and the Piper animation team visited beaches in the San Francisco Bay Area.
And that's research, man. It's a lot of research.
That's pretty good. That's a good gig. That's your research. Yeah, I'm just going to go to the beach.
As someone who's been to the beach before, you know, it's difficult sometimes.
Hey, I don't go to the beach. I don't need that sand in my toes.
I don't think you're close to a beach, so it's really up to you.
That's true. I'm in the
You definitely have a lot of sand.
Yeah, there's sand somewhere. I could still get that sensation, but without any of the benefit of a water.
Well, yeah. Bring a thermos.
Just pour the water on my head.
So, this little short is about birds running into the water, cracking open some coquinas, and eating that sweet, sweet meat inside.
Wait, what? Mm. Coquinas?
Isn't that what it's about? It's like they're popping little shells open and going, ow.
Is that what they're called, coquinas?
I thought that's what they were called. Yeah. I mean, that's what they're called on the Gulf Coast. So, I don't know.
Cocainas?
Yeah, cocainas.
That's on the South Coast, baby.
Yeah. Well, they could be any. They're small clam-like creatures. How about that?
Yeah. I think we used to call them angel wings because the little shells look like angel wings.
I've never heard that before. That sounds like, I don't know. And did like your mom say they were from angels that like
probably
died in the ocean? And...
yeah, tiny angels that died. For some reason, their wings are hard shells.
It's like when the, that's why they couldn't lightning, fly. It's like it's God bowling in the sky with the lightning and thunder.
Yeah, I guarantee that. Yeah, this came from some weird religious component of my childhood. But the shells, once the little whatever creatures in there leaves, the shells are stuck together and they're open, and so they kind of look like a pair of wings or something.
They do. I'll give you that for sure.
Yeah, give me something here.
Yeah, you got it.
So yeah, this one is about a sandpiper who is afraid of the water and doesn't want to go with his other pipers to collect this cocaína from the Gulf Coast. And you know, it's a classic Pixar tale where they got the cute little guy trying to overcome his fears, and this time it's just a fear of waves.
Because when you go and collect them, it's when the wave pulls back, and then when the tide comes back in, it comes in with a vengeance, man. It really just knocks you over.
That's a great point.
He,
yeah,
he gets a good one time. He gets a real good.
Yeah, if you've ever been to a beach where these birds are, and I don't know if we really have those birds in Florida, but I recognize the habits they have. Where yeah, once the water retreats, they go running in, and this little guy, once he gets coerced by his mama bird to actually go join the other birds, he gets smacked with a big old wave in the face, and he's like, F that, mom. And well, F you.
I blame the mom. Yeah, come on, look out.
You gotta train them better. It's always a problem with training.
You know, one time that happened to me with Riptide, I got like pulled out, I thought I was gonna die, and then I got out of the water, my grandma was just like looking at me. He's like, oh.
You got yourself out of it, though?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't that strong of a riptide, and it was, like, pretty shallow, but, like, it was enough where, like, for a good, like, 20 seconds, I'm like, well, this is it.
You were just in the lazy river at Adventure, or Islands of Adventure?
No, I was in the actual ocean. Took me a long time to get over that. Not really, like, 6 minutes.
Hey, it was no joke. My wife got caught in Riptide, and someone had to go save her. She wasn't saving herself.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's serious biz, guys.
The what?
It's serious biz.
Oh, yeah. Biz. Yeah. Never mind what I thought. Yeah, but then little Piper Bird has to learn from an alternative mother figure, aka hermit crabs.
Yeah, that's true. This all comes down to poor training, which is why I'm bad at my job in real life too. I just blame poor training. Need some hermit crabs to come by and teach me,
because they just like hunkered down. They're just like, all right, well, let's get ready for it.
Yeah, they dig under the sand when the wave comes and ride it out. It's the way to do it.
Ride or die.
Ride or die. And once the bird learns that he does it, he learns how to be under the water, he sees how cool it is under there, he's flipping out. He loves it. And he's going and he's eating all the cocaína.
Yeah, man. He's like getting it for his friends and stuff. He's like the whole show at that point. It's pretty great.
Yeah, he becomes top bird right there. So you alluded to, the Gulf Coast, where we were born and raised. Yeah. This definitely reminded me of some Gulf Coast beaches, which in my memory are always the stinkiest beaches. Do you recall that as well?
Stink. It depends. I mean, Sarasota got hit with a lot of red tide when I was growing up.
Oh, for sure.
And, like, the whole town would smell like red tide, pretty much. It carries, like, a long way.
What is red tide, even?
It is algae.
Hmm.
But...
well, there you go.
If you, like, eat that shit, it's really bad, and you, like, die. So if you eat, like, fish that ate the bad algae... I don't know, like, the whole beaches would be like lined with like dead fish and like just gross, nasty, dead things.
I don't know if we got it that bad where I was from, but also my beaches, I didn't live by like as big of beaches as you did. You were like on the beach.
Yeah, pretty close.
But, man, that's not to say that the beaches I went to were not fucking super stinky, regardless. Maybe it was red tide to blame. Maybe it was just general poo gas. I don't know.
Just stank, yeah.
One beach I went to definitely had a... I don't know. As a kid, I always assumed it was just, like, a nuclear power plant or something. But, like, just on the other side of the, like, bay, you could see the big smokestack. It's like, you don't want to see that when you're at a beach.
No.
Whether it's nuclear power or something dirtier, I assume it's probably something dirtier.
Is there something dirtier than nuclear power? I feel like it's the dirtiest.
Hey, that's clean.
Oh, yeah, it's clean energy, yeah. I forgot.
Can't get much cleaner. Was there
any three-eyed fish in your water?
Probably. I swear there was, like, syringes one time. That was didn't go to that. Maybe I brought the syringes. We didn't go to that beach very often.
Yeah.
But back to the short at hand. Like you mentioned, you think it's one of your faves you've seen to date?
I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what just happened in our communique, but yeah, I think it is. Maybe you didn't hear it.
Well, yeah, I just wanted you to reiterate. Well, give me a break, bro.
Sorry.
I'm drinking this one beer over here. It's throwing me off.
I got no beers. I should go get a beer.
It helps.
You hold on for 15 minutes?
No, we can't.
All right.
Yeah, I'd agree. One of the faves. Maybe not the fave. I still got a... space my heart for Day and Night. That one was a banger for sure.
Day and Night.
Yeah, not the Kid Cudi song, although that was also a banger, let's be honest.
That was good. It was a hit, man. That was
this Piper, though. It's a classic Pixar, you know, simple concept executed to perfection. I noticed in this one, like, the editing was really good. The first time the little bird runs out into the water and then he turns around and the waves about to smack him in the face, and then it cuts immediately to him back in his nest, like, all frazzled.
Yeah.
It was solid editing.
I also like how disheveled, yeah, and how, like, he's all, like, tweaking out. It was good.
Yeah, he was fucked up. Ocean's all right. A powerful thing.
Yeah, man.
And we can leave it at that.
Cocaine's a powerful drug.
Cocaine. So yeah, like I alluded to, we were going to do Lou. Alluded. I didn't even mean to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But couldn't get that. And we've reached the end of the shorts. We've got up to all the ones that are... have been produced. We still have some in the back end to catch up on.
Yeah, we started a weird place.
I don't know where we even started. It was very random.
Yeah.
But I thought maybe it'd be interesting to, like, do a Pixar offshoot as, like, a reset. And it kind of works as, like, what's the opposite of a palate cleanser?
I don't know. Yeah, that's a good question. I never thought about that.
So, yeah, coming off Piper, super flippin' cute, really pure story. And then we go to a short that was made by Pixar artists, but it's not an official Pixar short. It's called Borrowed Time.
Mm.
Also came out in 2016. And the one that we didn't watch, Lou, was... it was noted that it's stunning and devastating. I would say this one, Borrowed Time, also fits those categories.
It's pretty
heavy.
It's heavy stuff.
Mm-hmm. So quick plot recap.
Sure.
Or not even a recap, just a cap.
Yeah.
Pre-cap.
Captain.
Just capping. We come to a... Start off with a sheriff. An old sheriff who's on a cliff, kind of reliving a story of when he was a young lad with his father riding in the same area. And he fucked up when they were attacked by banditos and ends up killing his father. Pretty heavy. And he's there, yes. As they allude to, he's there to off himself because he, I guess... Even after living with it, that shame for many years, I guess it finally caught up to him. Were you devastated?
Well, first, I was a little devastated. First, I thought it reminded me a lot of No Country for Old Men, like immediately.
Okay.
It was one of my favorite movies.
But there you go.
Movies because it was in a it's a sheriff in like a desolate, like, rural town, which is, I guess, a lot of movies.
But, yeah, I mean, it's out in the desert, similar aesthetic, just vast emptiness and sand, more sand.
Well, so I get that he's like bummed about, you know, killing his dad and stuff, but I was wondering, like, because they're in this like high, this intense, like, I was gonna say high speed pursuit, but they're on like horse and buggy, so I don't know how high speed it was. But very intense pursuit, but they're like going towards a cliff. Like there's no other options. Like it's gonna end some way.
Yeah, they're just riding along and the son is bored and the dad's like giving him his watch and his hat. He's trying to cheer him up. And then the banditos come out of nowhere. And the dad's like, I'll shoot him. Here, kid, you steer this ship. And immediately the kid fucks up.
Yeah.
And it crashes. They all fall out. The dad goes tumbling off the cliff. And then the son tries to save him. And he can't quite reach him. And the only way he can reach him is if the dad passes up his shotgun. And he's kind of pulling it up that way. And he's getting up. And then right at the end, the dad slips. And the kid grabs him and pulls him in. And as he's pulling him in, he's kind of readjusting his grip on the shotgun, which at this point is pointed right at his dad's chest. And while adjusting his grip, pulls the damn trigger, blasts his dad to kingdom come.
Point blank in the palm of the chest.
Point blank. You see the blood splatter on his face.
See that?
This is not a Pixar short.
Yeah, I like how it's not Pixar because that there's so much it's more like, weight to it with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's... There's no mistaking that it's not a Pixar short. Because yeah. there are no happy endings here. Well, maybe a little happy ending. As happy as it could be, I guess.
Well, I would be, if that was that dad, I'd be like, I probably would have said, like, you idiot, right before he shot me in the chest.
I'd be like, watch the trigger. Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Like... The kid clearly is like a screw up. I wouldn't like just hand him the butt end of a shotgun.
Yeah, hand him the barrel.
Yeah. Maybe you'll shoot him and save yourself some trouble.
That's why you have to practice proper trigger discipline, kids.
Yeah. Never aim a gun at somebody unless you plan to kill them. Right? Isn't that the rule?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. I don't own a gun.
Me neither.
I mean, never put your finger on the trigger unless you plan to shoot it. Seems like it's probably a rule.
Yeah.
And the gun is always loaded. That's a rule too, right?
Never use it to hoist someone back up off a cliff.
Yeah, shotgun is not proper climbing tool. It's not a carabiner.
I wonder if this is a PSA, actually. this movie.
For proper trigger discipline.
Yeah. Well, I thought, because I guess it's a little bit of a reveal, but the name was a little like on the nose, I think. Because
was it
time?
Yeah, the time. I guess the kid was on borrowed time, so that's why he's coming to kill himself. I get the time part. I don't quite get who's borrowed. What's the borrowing?
Well, I think they just wanted something that would tie into the... Because he's... Once he recaps all this, he's like, all right, now I'm definitely going to kill myself. So yeah. He goes to definitely jump the cliff. Then, like, a gust of wind saves him or something.
Like he, no, like, he... Yeah, as he's about to step off, a reflection of the sun off the pocket watch that his dad gave him, which was still there, I guess, reflects into his eyes, and he catches it and then somehow, like, stops himself from falling off the cliff.
Yeah. And then he gets the pocket watch, which is time. Get it? Time.
Yeah, watch. That's the time. I get that part.
Yeah. That is time.
I guess it's just a time-based phrase. They needed to do it.
I mean, because living on borrowed time means, like, you should have been dead already. Yeah. So, maybe the borrowed time is he should have died, not his dad. Or... well, what happened to Bandidos after his dad got his chest blown open? Like, what happened?
It's a great question. I don't even know. Yeah, what were they trying to get anyway?
They're probably just like, all right, oh shit, dude, all right, you got a lot on your plate, we'll leave you alone. Don't worry about it, dude.
Good luck with all that.
Yeah, you'll be back here in a month, I guarantee you. Maybe that was a borrowed time, was the guy assuming he would have killed himself by now.
Yeah, I guess that's, like, it's so devastating, he probably should have just killed himself right there. But he didn't.
Yeah.
So he's borrowing it from himself, I guess?
His own borrowed time.
Self-borrowed?
Either way.
Pretty good. Definitely devastating. Mm-hmm. Definitely a change of pace for what we're used to watching here. They mentioned it was directed by Andrew Coates and Lou Hamu Lodge. They worked on it in their spare time between a lot of their other Pixar shorts. They were Pixar artists.
I'm surprised they had just time just to do whatever.
Borrowed time?
Maybe they're dead. I don't know. I hope not.
Yeah, I hope not. Doing good work.
And their company's called Quorum Films, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, I don't know that. They have their own company? Oh, the production company, Quorum Films, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's Russian?
Yeah, does Quorum mean something?
I don't think so.
Something time-based?
What if they have all time-based shorts?
These dudes just love time. We get it. Won some awards at festivals that I've never heard of, so I don't feel like listing them off, but good for them.
I mean, it's artsy. It was fun. It was a fun little jaunt into the world of a sad, sad man.
Yeah, such a fun jaunt.
Yeah. Skip to my Lou.
I heard about this first from... I mean, the fact that it is done by Pixar people is what, you know, probably gave it some fame. And I think I probably saw it on, like, Reddit or something or YouTube. And it was like, you gotta see this totally fucked up thing that these Pixar artists did.
So messed up, dude. I mean...
People love that, like, subversion of, you know, the wholesomeness that is Disney.
I mean, there have been... a couple occasions where, like, you see random stuff. There's another one. It wasn't this one, but every, like, once in a while, they're like, ex-Pixar guys release this thing, or just Pixar releases random video. Not as harshly as the way to describe this one, but more in, like, a happy light.
Yeah, I mean, usually they try and keep it upbeat. What are you gonna do?
Well... I guess, in our sights now is the red-haired demon that is Brave.
The red-haired what?
I said demon. I couldn't think of a better word. She's not really a demon. She's the princess, I think.
I think it's supposed to be, yeah.
Never seen it.
I've never seen it either. So yeah, we got to go back to a feature. And then we'll figure out what we're going to do for the next pair of shorts. I'm looking. There's a lot in here, so. We won't be short on content.
Terrific.
This one is short, though, but I guess we'll wrap it up. I got nothing else to say.
I mean, Piper's just so wonderful. Go see Piper.
Yeah, for sure watch Piper. Borrow time. I mean, you can skip it.
If like, you shot your dad in the chest, maybe you should, like, watch it.
Yeah, if you want to relive that horrible memory.
Yeah, hey, we got it for you. It's good.
Or maybe if you want the opposite of a palate cleanser for Piper.
We'll find the term for that.
Hopefully. Yeah, next time.
We'll make one.
Same asterisk our time, same asterisk our channel. We'll be back. All right, bye.
Bye. I'm trying to be like fucking Elton John over here.